97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic, 6:02 on a Wednesday night. Welcome to the Sixers pregame show as we broadcast live from 18 West Gay Street here at Kildare's Irish Pub in the heart of downtown Westchester. And we'd like to, of course, thank, as we go along with the broadcast, Kildare's Westchester's own owners, Dane and Stephanie Gray, for having us. Already spoke to Dane. Great conversation with him. And we'll be hanging out with you until 6:45. And when I say we, you know my partner for these Sixers pregame shows, that will be the one and only D-Line MD. Good evening.
Good evening, Devon. I'm looking forward to some basketball tonight, in addition to the Sixers and the Raptors.
Oh, look at that.
The one that follows.
Yeah, you got a big slate. Ooh. With the Zion guy, yeah, getting in action. But the pregame show is always presented by Corona. And tonight, the special, all day, every day here at Kildare's, $4 Corona Light on draft. So make sure you come in, hang out, take advantage of that. Some great food. The guys have already partaked in some of the loaded fries. They look very good. We had a little taste ourselves in there. But come on out, hang out with us here at this great establishment, 18 West Gay Street here in Westchester, PA, at Kildare's here, in a fantastic place already. And guys, we have to get right into it because we have an abbreviated show. Don't forget, Andrew Salchunas is here when you come through, where you can win a lot of prizes. Most importantly, after you play the ping pong, the beer pong ball, as basketball it is, tickets to the Golden State Warriors game, D, next Tuesday.
Is getting pulled.
Next Tuesday, yep, yep, is getting pulled, and I have already seen the tickets. Very good seats once again.
On the West Coast, by the way.
No, this one. Here.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's what we're giving away.
Yeah. Ah. So Golden State next week here in Philadelphia next Tuesday, and then tonight is the final time for you to qualify,
right, that's
for the San Francisco trip. Your flyaway to San Francisco to see the Sixers play the Golden State Warriors in March, on March 7th. So that will be fantastic. So get in here, hang out with us. If you want to stick around, watch the game. So it starts at 7. They have 14 TVs plus a 10-foot projector with full surround sound, so you won't want to miss a play of the 76ers taking on the Toronto Raptors. Sixers come in 29-16, winning 4 in a row now since we last talked. We talked after the Brooklyn game. New York, they took care of them. They took care of the Brooklyn Nets again. And before that, it was Brooklyn, Chicago, New York, and then Brooklyn again. They are now 29-16, 4 games in a row, 2 in a row on the road, and we hope that they would at least get 2 out of this trip. Toronto's going to be a tough one tonight, and the Toronto Raptors are 29-14 on the season, led by Kyle Lowry, Pascal Siakam again. And D, we have to flash back to the last game against the Brooklyn Nets, Monday afternoon, Martin Luther King Day, where the 76ers were able to come away victorious once again with a solid win on the road, where it looked a little dicey at first, 117-111, but they were led, D, by Ben Simmons and his 34 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, I think 3 turnovers, and
5 steals.
5 steals,
2 blocks,
3 turnovers, and 40-plus minutes of action on Monday afternoon.
On 12 of 14 shooting.
12 of 14 shooting.
10 of 14
from
the
line.
Yeah.
And he had himself a day.
He really did. I don't know if you saw one of the tweets of people were comparing that performance. And I think for most people, it's his best of his career. But top 5, 2 of them have come against Brooklyn, because the last was during the playoffs last year.
Yes. Game 2.
So the one thing I was a little surprised at the Nets is at the half, they made very little defensive adjustments in terms of how you were going to guard him. And I think tonight he's going to be in for a little bit of a different challenge.
Yeah, a bit of a difference.
Yeah, because Nick Nurse isn't going to let him do what he did, which is get to the paint.
Well, the thing is, we've seen where Kenny Atkinson has done the same thing. And yep, I was curious as well, why are they not doing this? Maybe they just simply felt like the twos wouldn't hurt him. But it wasn't just the twos that he got you in the free throw line, which is what we wanted to see from him, even if he's not making them at the basket, certainly not shooting the jumpers. It's making sure you get to the rim and finishing. But also, if you are doing that, we're okay with you passing the ball out the way that he was, getting those 12 assists on the afternoon.
Sure. sure. And I think they felt like, because that, honestly, they were leading for much of that game.
Yes.
What they weren't prepared for was the defense that they came with as a group in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, they really did put it together.
I mean, they locked it down.
Really did put it together. And Ben Simmons, we talk about it quite often, D. And again, we're here at Kildare's here in Westchester, 18 West Gay Street, $4 Corona lights on draft tonight. So come through all day, every day, actually, to take advantage of that. But we talk about it all the time with how he goes out there and goes about his business. And we get into these conversations back and forth about his outside shooting, being aggressive. You know me, my favorite thing, aggressive Ben Simmons is the best Ben Simmons. D, from the start, he was aggressive and he did not stop. There were only two possessions in the fourth quarter where I felt like, uh-oh, we're about to start seeing the same Ben that we've seen the past few games, where he has a phenomenal first three quarters. And then in the fourth, he decides he wants to be the point guard and distribute the basketball instead of looking for his. While he did look for his a little bit more, he started to pass. Only two times he picked up the basketball where I felt he gave himself up, but they still had, they still were able to get at least good possessions off of them while I wasn't picking. And how could I after the 34, 12, and 12, five steals and two block shots?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you, and I think you could see it in his eyes throughout his 40 minutes that he was as focused as you could be. He said afterwards, you know, hey, I came here to get the win. Why you wouldn't say that every game? Now, I'm not saying you can get 34 on, you know, that kind of shooting every night. But you are right. He did not shy away in the fourth. I think the other thing, if we're going to talk about making an adjustment, Brett Brown learned by halftime that the backup five in the second half was going to be Ben Simmons.
Yes.
Because Kyle O'Quinn and Jonah Bolden gave you nothing, and you didn't have Norvell Pell
right
at your disposal.
Who will be available tonight.
And this is it.
And this is his last night.
And there was a great article the other day in the Philly.com saying, you know, I hope, fingers crossed, you could cost yourself a game or two here, which could pay down the road.
So I don't know.
And you're doing it because I understand you want the flexibility with the trade deadline coming, but, you know, getting these wins now also matter.
Yes.
You jumped up one spot having played a four-game winning streak, and you jumped up one.
One. Only one.
You're fifth.
Because Boston beat the Los Angeles Lakers.
Wow, what a game that was.
Who we will see on Saturday, 8:30 tip here in Philadelphia. Yes,
yep.
And we have Sixes and 60 with Brian Seltzer, myself, live from the center that evening. So I'm sure we'll see you down there, D. And listen, only one spot. So once again, you have to take care of your business because you cannot worry about what everyone else does. And we will certainly get into the defense that you spoke about that they really put on the Brooklyn Nets on Monday afternoon between specifically Ben Simmons and Matisse Thybulle. Phone calls, 610-632-0975. If you guys want to call in, join in on the conversation. Sixers are in Toronto. Final game of the three-game road trip. 2-0 so far. Can they go on the road and take down the Toronto Raptors, who are sitting at 29-14, while the Sixers sport a 29-16 record, winning their four in a row and the two in a row on the road, of course, being New York and Brooklyn. This is a tougher matchup tonight on the road. They have this thing about them in Toronto where they cannot get it done since game two of the postseason in the semis last year. They've had their issues. No Joel Embiid tonight, where we know he seems spooked as well.
Yeah, he'd like to get back there and show he can make a basket in that arena this year.
Or does he? But you have Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, and everyone else tonight. 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. The Sixers pregame show with D. Lineham, Devon Givens, live from Kildare's Irish Pub in the heart of downtown Westchester, 18 West Gay Street. We're here until 6:45. The Sixers pregame show presented by Corona here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Live from Kildare's here in Westchester, the heart of downtown Westchester, 18 West Gate Street, the Sixers pregame show with D. Lineham and Devon Givens with you until 6:45. Brian Seltzer up with the pregame show at 6:50. Tom McGinnis on the game call live from Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, where the 76ers will take on the Raptors at 29-16. Toronto 29-14 right now in the Eastern Conference, and the 76ers once again with a four-game winning streak. Sixers move up to the fifth spot. They're only one game back of the Raptors, so they can, again, handle their own business tonight when it comes to the standings, with the Celtics a half a game up on the 76ers after their win over the Los Angeles Lakers on Monday night. 610-632-0975. Let me tell you about a couple of things here at this Great Kildare's. Again, presented by Corona, $4 Corona Light on draft all day, every day here at this great spot. Beer pong tournament each Wednesday. We already have our own set up right now as the basketball, right, D? We have a lot of people, some great kids. We got the families over here taking their shots. That start every Wednesday. That starts at 10 with $100 being the first prize.
Ooh.
$100. You might want to stick around. Right, watch the game.
Yes.
And then take part in the beer pong here at Kildare's, of course, and the $4 Corona Lights on draft here at this great spot. 610-632-0975. Great food, great bars here. Check out the two bars, plus their outdoor beer garden, right?
Mm.
Yeah, and Kildare's is open until 2 a.m. 7 days a week, so it's a great spot. When you're in this area, come on out. Hang out with the great people. And tonight you have a chance to win the Golden State Warriors tickets for next Tuesday at the Center. And, of course, the grand prize to see the Sixers take on the Warriors March 7th in San Francisco, courtesy of Corona. 610-632-0975. The defense that you spoke about in the fourth quarter, really headed up by Ben Simmons and Matisse Thybulle. Those two guys, dynamic. We hear the coach talk about it. We hear other coaches talk about their defense, and they were phenomenal against the Brooklyn Nets. You saw some things where Caris LeVert got going early along with Spencer Dinwiddie, but when those two really got engaged on the defensive end, they played really, really well.
They did. I know the one play that I thought was critical and kind of changed the momentum for them, and I think it came in the third, but it was when Thybulle chased the ball down to save it from going out of bounds.
Yes.
Then he just never stopped moving, basically, and kept the ball alive and created a possession out of that, which would have been out of bounds otherwise.
Right, right. And both of them coming out of nowhere for block shots.
Yep.
Right? Ben Simmons with a block shot. I think towards
Al
the
had
the
two
game.
Also.
Al Horford.
Horford
had two block shots.
Big ones in the fourth.
Right. Not at the variety of meet you at the rim, but they were the necessary ones where Spencer Dinwiddie is trying to get a layup and a timely block, not allowing the basket to, of course, not the ball allowed go into the basket. So really good defense by them overall. And you made a great point about Jonah Bolden and Kylo Quinn. Jonah Bolden got in for 8 minutes and I believe 33 seconds off the top of my head. And you're shaking your head, and I totally agree with you. I didn't understand where he was going with that, Brett Brown. And then Kylo Quinn, who had about four and some change, just nothing for 12 minutes. And that's why Brett Brown decided to go with Ben Simmons at the center spot, which we've talked about before. And it worked with Tobias Harris at the four, Matisse Thybulle on the floor, Raul Neto running the point, and Josh Richardson and whatever else you decide. Mike Scott was at the four at that point most of the time when Ben was out there. And he had a nice game as well with 8 points mm-hmm. off the bench. And we've talked about it. Sometimes you're going to have to go with Ben Simmons at the five when they run these smaller lineups out there, and it's okay.
It's absolutely okay. And here's the other thing. I don't know if you are trying to showcase to try to maybe move Bolden, because he would be the other guy in any deal that they make at the trade deadline.
As a throw-in.
As a throw-in, of course. Yes. To make the money match.
Yes.
By the way. And maybe that's, you know, you go in that direction, possibly showing something good. I got news for you. And it's definitely a throw-in now, because this guy just can't get it done.
No, he had a shot. I think it was a layup. That was it. But the three-pointer that he took from the right corner was an air ball. And I don't want to hear, well, he hasn't played in a while and all of
He's
that.
He's played plenty
He's
down
played
in
plenty
the G League.
League. Exactly.
And he has
right.
not impressed me.
And he has not.
And
so
I've seen them all.
And that's the one that we felt would be the one that moved if they decided to give Norvell Pell an actual NBA contract.
Right.
And a roster spot.
Which I think they're going to do.
Yes.
The problem is it's going to be five more games after tonight.
Yeah. And
before they do it.
To your point again, do they give up a game because he's not available with no Joel Embiid and you don't have another center that can do what he does at least athletically and protecting the rim, the lobs where he rolls to the basket and he gives you another option to make a pass. This one, I understand you want to make sure you have everything available to you in any kind of deal.
Well, I hope they
have that body in there.
Right. I hope they have something up their sleeve that they're really working diligently to get done. And I can't wait to hear your thoughts on what I heard all day long. Everybody has an opinion on getting one particular guard.
Which one?
Derrick Rose.
Oh, yeah. All right. We can talk
about
that.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we can talk about
that. Make sure we talk about that before the end of the show, please.
All right. You got it. Let's go to 610-632-0975. D-line of Devon Givens from Kildare's here in the heart of downtown Westchester. Great crowd here already. We already had our man Eli stop by and say hello. We appreciate him. And now we go to the phones. AJ in West Philly joining us on the Sixers pregame show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, AJ?
What up, D-Brock?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Hey, D-Bot, yo, you got the coolest intro music of all time, man. That's why you're the coolest host ever, man. I love your intro music.
Appreciate it, man.
I was kicking this around with my homeboy. I want to go over a real trade, but this is a hypothetical trade. And instead of asking trade, how different would this basketball team look if instead of Ben Simmons, we had Damian Lillard as the point guard?
Well, when we've had these conversations in the past, and not that I'm talking about trading Ben Simmons, but the one that I've always said that would get my attention if I was on the other end as a general manager would be Damian Lillard. And we saw what he did the other day, putting up 61.
He put his whole team on his back.
Did he ever? And that's why you have that conversation. But Portland will never do that. He is the face of that, not just that franchise, but do you know Portland more better than any of us here, that he's the face of that whole town,
yeah, that
whole
city. Yeah, I think no matter how far they go in terms of being forced to break it down because they keep getting stuck in a very competitive Western Conference, the one piece that they will keep is that guy.
They will always try to retool around him.
Yep.
But he's the ideal for Joel Embiid. Yes.
Now look, that 30-point triple-double that Ben dropped, that Luka Doncic does, if we can have that consistency, you will see this team take flight. But one trade I do want to happen is we trade two of our best players, no matter which two, and get Alec Burks from the Golden State Warriors. That's the player that I want on the team.
Yeah, that's the name that's been out there, AJ. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it as always. Alec Burks.
Oh, Alec Burks.
Who's now with the Golden State Warriors, obviously getting a lot of time because they don't have many of their backcourt people. And with D'Angelo Russell available a lot, but also out the other parts, Alec Burks and Damian Lee, who we know from Drexel, has had a really good opportunity.
I can assure you, they played well the other night. Like, that's not a pushover.
Don't look at
their 10 wins and say, you know, oh, that's a gimme.
That's a Steve Kerr team. They have a culture.
Yes,
and
they do.
They're going to play to that culture.
They played hard.
Draymond Green is still out there on the floor. And he's not going to allow anything other than...
he didn't play the other night, though.
No, but for the most part, he's been out there for a majority of their games. They're going to play hard. It's already ingrained in them now at this point with 40-plus games under their belt. That's how they're going to go out there and play. And Alec Burks, his name has been out there quite a bit, D, in terms of the trade conversations. When the D'Angelo Russell thing came out with Ben Simmons a few weeks back from The Athletic, and it was just something, once again, it wasn't a rumor. It was what was being told from their perspective and their offices of what they are hearing from Marcus Thompson.
Correct.
That they were the one name that was attached if they had to get rid of D'Angelo Russell was Ben Simmons. The name that was out there, of course, I know as you shake your head, of course Ben Simmons' name would be out there, right? Now, of course it would be a choice. He's an all-star player. The other name was Alec Burks, not for Ben Simmons, but just in general of getting something back in return, where as they continue to build their team, once Steph Curry and Klay Thompson return and whatever draft pick they have, Alec Burks
becomes expendable.
He becomes expendable, and
Trey Burke wouldn't like that.
No, he would not, because he's probably gone after that. But Alec Burks, the minded as a 6'4", 6'5", guard who can put the ball on the floor, not the greatest shooter, but he's someone who was a great shot creator.
By the way, the other night, Neto played well.
He did.
Neto played well.
He did.
And when he did, you had Ben Rolen. I mean, that's why when we go to a shooter is so much more important than these people who are stuck on having a backup point guard.
See, that's interesting because there you can look at both. And we talked to Anthony Gargano when he was out in, I believe it was Indiana,
right.
The last night of his trip with the team. And we asked him, which one would you prefer, a shooter or a guy who can put the ball on the floor? And his preference is someone who can put the ball on the floor.
Yeah.
So
my preference. Because to me, that's what you have in Josh Richardson.
That can consistently get to the cup.
Yeah, but I mean, when you want to put the ball in somebody's hands,
he can do it,
and have Ben as a screener, he can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go to the bench, either Trey or Neto can do that. I mean, how often are we asking that person to be on the floor?
True, true.
You know?
It's not a lot.
And when I hear, and for me, when I hear a Derrick Rose, the guy shoots 28% from 3-point range. I love that he's averaging 18 for Detroit, but to me, this team needs somebody to be a knockdown 3-point shooter, and I want it a 40% guy.
Yeah, and I wonder who that is. 610-632-0975, as tomorrow we will be 2 weeks away from the trade deadline.
Sure.
February 6th, the NBA trade deadline, and we'll see what the Sixers do. Of course, many names out there that people like. We'll see what actually happens. Still 2 weeks away. We have some people who want to talk about that as well and the Sixers' chances. 610-632-0975, the Sixers pregame show presented by Corona with D. Lineham, Devon Givens, live from Kildare's in Westchester, the heart of downtown Westchester, 18 West Gay Street, $4 Corona Lights on draft all day, every day here at Kildare's, and your opportunity to win Sixers tickets to see the Golden State Warriors in town next Tuesday at the center, and your final chance to qualify for the grand prize, the big one, a flyaway to San Francisco to see the Sixers play the Golden State Warriors. Tonight, the Sixers, final game of a 3-game road trip in Toronto. They are 2-0 so far. Can they make it 3-0 in Toronto against the Raptors? 610-632-0975. Final segment as we broadcast live the Sixers pregame show from Kildare's in Westchester right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
637, 97.5 The Fanatic. Final segment live from Kildare's here in Westchester, 18 West Gay Street, as we broadcast for the Sixers pregame show presented by Corona. Great spot here. A lot of people showing up. Great night on this Wednesday night. You watch some basketball here on the many TVs, and they have the two bars, a great beer garden outside, 14 TVs plus a 10-foot projector with full surround sound, so you won't miss a play here at Kildare's. So come on out, hang out, and you still have an opportunity, as Andrew and everyone else on the ground crew with Matt and Eric and Nicole are making sure everybody's cool. You get the sweatshirts, the hats, and everything going on here. So it's fun. And, of course, the tickets. So 610-632-0975, the Golden State Warriors game at the center January 28th. So, D, before we get to Derrick Rose, let's go to Mark in Tampa, and then we have to, of course, talk about the Toronto Raptors game tonight with the 76ers. Mark, how you doing, man?
Devon, how you doing, brother?
Doing great.
Yeah, man. I feel like if Ben Simmons comes out, for one, I can't believe people are still calling the show and asking about Ben Simmons trades and who we could get for Ben Simmons. It's laughable to an extent. But when it comes to the trade deadline tonight, I feel like we could get through Toronto, obviously, even as a 7-point underdog. But I feel like for the longevity of the team, the main thing that this team is missing is just that stone-cold killer when it comes to crunch time. obviously, we talked a couple nights ago about how Derrick Rose can be that stone cold killer. And I agree, definitely agree with D that they need somebody to shoot a high percentage from the 3-point line. But why are you not a fan of Derrick Rose, D?
I didn't say I wasn't a fan. I just said it's not the right trade for me for this team for this year. I didn't say I wasn't a fan.
Okay, I'm sorry. I feel like before Joe comes back, and even when Joe comes back, if Matisse could stay in the starting lineup, put some pressure on defenders and have Horford and possibly a guy like Derrick Rose off the bench, I like our chances going into the postseason, obviously higher than a 5 seed.
And that's been talked about a lot, man, where people see what Matisse Thybulle is doing with the starting unit, and will they, once Joel Embiid is healthy, keep Matisse Thybulle in the starting lineup and bring Al Horford in to anchor the second unit and all of that. D, I don't see that happening.
I don't either. I'm not saying it's the wrong idea, but you paid the guy over $100 million to be in your starting lineup, and as much as you want to love Matisse, and he does do great things defensively, I don't see that switch happening.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not saying that that's what you want, Mark, but doesn't look like something that I think Al Horford would be happy about.
I just, without Al Horford in the lineup and on the floor, it just gives a lot of space for Ben and Embiid to facilitate. And I don't know, a guy with Horford coming off full energy in the bench, playing against other second units, especially in the postseason, I see that as an advantage for us.
You know what I think, Mark? Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. You know, D and Mark, I think that a lot of it, like we talked about, is really up to those two. If anything is going to work, with Al Horford at the four spot, it's up to Embiid and Simmons. And when we say that, is those two doing obviously what they're best at, but to also make sure that they, as Embiid talked about a while ago, when everyone was frustrated after that four-game road trip where they lost in Miami and Josh Richardson went off as well at that time.
Do things that are uncomfortable.
Yep. Right. And it may not be the jump shooting. It may be exactly what we saw Monday afternoon against the Brooklyn Nets, where you're doing something that the team needs in order for your team to be successful. And that will also, when you do that, that will open up things for Al Horford. Al Horford's not looking for 17 points a night.
No.
He's fine with his 14 points a night, his 6-7 rebounds, and whatever else he does, assisting everyone else, as long as the team is winning. We've seen it.
I still do think he's out on the 3-point line more than I would like him to
Correct.
Be. And he is shooting a career high in terms of his 3-point attempts. He is a capable 3-point shooter, but I don't think that's the only way to use him.
The way he was good at as a capable 3-point shooter is when it was in the flow of the offense and it was kind of a surprise.
Right, it's no longer a surprise. And a lot of people give him the space because
exactly.
He's had some bad ones,
because
too.
It's like, all right, you're going to shoot 8 of them, you're only going to make about 2.
Yeah, go ahead,
buddy. Yeah, go for it. D, tonight against the Raptors, 29-16, the Sixers, 29-14. The last time these two teams met was on December 8th. Sixers won at the center, 110-104, led by Tobias Harris's 26 points. Matisse Thybulle with a career-high 20 points on that night. And Ben Simmons close to another triple-double. He has 4 after the Monday's triple-double against Brooklyn. 16, 11 rebounds and 9 assists against the Toronto Raptors that last game. No Pascal Siakam because he was out. What do you think? And Embiid didn't play well again against that Raptors
and
defense. Toronto's healthier now.
Yeah, they got their people
on
back.
On their home floor. What do you think?
I think it will be a tall task. I think it'll be a harder day for Ben to score. Not to say he's not going to go out and be aggressive, but I think he will encounter, you know, a better defensive team than he saw in Brooklyn, in my opinion. I think it will be a closer game than I originally thought because I do see them playing better now that they're figuring out who they need to be in the absence of Joel. And I'll go back to their defense. That was the biggest thing when Embiid would be out last year, how the defense just went south. That's not the case right now. They're playing good D.
They are.
They're playing really good D and definitely in crunch time. For me. And I think they said it. Like, we follow Ben. His lead defensively. And you can tell. He's into... I mean, he wants to be known as one of the top defenders in this league.
Well, Brett Brown said he was really into it the other night. And he wanted that when he was really engaged and how he wanted to get the team to win. And they found a way to get the team to win, led by their best player.
Now, the interesting part for me will be, if Toronto makes it difficult for you, what are you going to do to respond? Are you going to, you know, kind of shy away from it?
You hope
not. Or are you going to go be aggressive, Ben, even though it's going to be a harder task?
Yeah, I still want Tobias to get 30, but I want you to also get 20, 22, and get to the free throw line. And if he's missing them, we're going to frustrate us, but we know how you're getting there is what's most important. Derrick Rose, we don't have much time, but Derrick Rose, I would be okay with it, but not as the only move, like you said. I would be really okay with it because he does something better than anyone on that team, on this team does. But as you said, I prefer a shooter, personally.
Yes.
Derrick Rose.
I'm just saying, if you're prioritizing your needs.
Number one
is the outside shooter.
Yeah, real quick, when we have one of these again, we'll do this next weekend. Would you go Robert Covington? I know the money. Would you go, Robert Covington, if they found a way to get that done?
Not for me.
Okay.
I know he's 40%, but we used to ride that wave.
Yeah.
Maybe that's so much better a team, I should be more open to it.
Yes. Okay. I hear you. Listen, thanks to Andrew Salchunas and Josh Rabick, of course, Joe C., Matt, Eric, and Nicole, and a special thanks to Dane and Stephanie Gray for hosting us here at Kildare's here in Westchester. A great spot once again. Come out, guys, and hang out with these great people here when you're in Westchester. Great establishment, 18 West Gay Street here in Westchester, PA. A really great spot, and we cannot endorse this place enough. We thank them for coming out, and we thanks for everyone else who came out tonight and hung out with us for this abbreviated show. We had a blast here. D-Lineham, always a pleasure. I'll be back with you next Saturday, not this weekend.
Super Bowl Eve.
Yes, we will be together before Sixers Celtics once again for a Sixers pregame show presented by Corona. Coming up next will be Brian Seltzer of Sixers.com for the pregame show. Tom McGinnis on the game call live from Scotiabank Arena. And then after the game, I will be back on for In the Post as we talk about hopefully the Sixers winning their fifth game in a row against a tough opponent and the Raptors. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to everybody here at Kildare's for coming out. Thanks for hosting us. Coming up next, Brian Seltzer with the pregame show. Sixers-Raptors at 7 right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.